So we're on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're Lo'om Imlocha Lahachzir Tnan. So actually, we're going to say that the beginning of the Mishnah really should say the word lahakzer, to return it. But the Mishnah is missing some words. A stove that was lit with straw and gevava, right? These scraps. Machzirin olav tafshil. So you can return cooked food, begefesu ve'etzim, but if it was done with wood, lo yachzer ad sheyigrov o ad sheyitein es ha'efer, then you should not return them until it is swept, or until you put the cover the coal up with ashes. Av l'shas v'shana af al pi she'eno gar fe'eno katan. But if once the person wants to leave the pot on the flame over Shabbos, you can leave it even though it's not swept, it's not yet covered with ashes. Umahin mishahin. And what can they leave? So Beshamay Omer Mchamin, hot liquid, avalo tavshil, but not food. Beisel Omer Mchamin v'tavshil, hot liquid and hot food. V'hach chazara de amri loch lav divrei hakol hi. Elam machlokas Beshamay Beisel. This word chazara, that you can return it, is disagreement between Beisham and Beisel. Beshamay Omrim Notlin Vilamatsim. Beshamay says you can take it off and you can't return it. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Af Machzir, and you can even return it. Tashma, Dar Rechelbo, Omer Rechama Bar Giora, Omer Rav. Rechelbo said, in the name of Rechama Bar Giora, in the name of Rav. Lo Shanu Ella Al Gabo, Avalo Socha Oser. The only time they said that you can put it on the stove is on top of it, but putting it inside, it's prohibited. You know, Bishlam al-Hakzir Tanan, if you say to return it, that's why we're just making the distinction between inside and on top. Because if you put it back on Shabbos, there's a distinction. But if the issue is, if you can leave it on from before, not if you can return it. What's the difference, inside or outside? So we say, wait a minute, do you think Rechelba was talking about the beginning? Sefer, he's talking about the end, where it says, Bezalel, Ramach Hasirin, says, well, Bezalel says, you can even return it, Ramach Rechelba, Ramach Rechelba, Giyar, Ramach Rav, Lashon El Gaba, Aval Tocha, Aser, and he was saying, only in that situation is there this distinction. Okay, Toshma, Shtei Kiros Hamas Imos, two stoves that are next to each other, they share a wall. Achas grufa v'achas ketuma. In one of them, achas grufa u'ketuma, achas grufa v'ena ketuma. One of them is swept or covered with ashes, and one is not swept or covered with ashes. Mishan al kabe grufa ketuma v'mishan al she'ena grufa v'ena ketuma. Then you can leave food on top of the one that is swept and covered with ashes, but you may not leave with the other one. Mind Mishan, what can you leave? Mishan remember lo klum. Mishan says you can't leave anything. Mishan remember chamin, hot liquids of a low tavshil. But not cooked food. Akar, if it was taken off, everyone agrees you can't put it back to Vermeer. Beshamay says hot liquid, avalo tavshil, but not cooked food. Beshamay mechamin tavshil, both. Beshamay says you can take it off, avalo machzirin, but you can't put it back. Beshamay machzirin, you can even put it back. Now, if over there it says you can leave it on, masisim money Rabbi Yehuda, then our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's talk about what you can return. Masisim money. Who is our Mishnah like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Meir. It's neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rav Meir. Ir Meir kashal Beis Shammai bechado ulevasel b'tarti. If it's like Rav Meir, then it's a difference of then it's different than Rav Meir according to how he understands Beis Shammai in one thing and Beis Hillel in two things. Ir Rabbi Yehuda kashal grufa ukatuma. Rabbi Yehuda, we'd have a question. Because it says if it's covered with ashes or swept, and in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both allow leaving it on the stove when the coals aren't swept. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not swept, they can't be used at all. So yeah, right. I mean, it doesn't fit like either of the approaches. Really, we have to say the Mishnah said that we're the Hachzir. Our author agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one thing, but disagrees with him in another thing. He agrees with the Mecham v'Tavshel that the distinction is Chamin and Tavshel, but not Lemachzirin. And that you can take it off and put it back. But he disagrees with him. Because our Tana says, leave it on. Even if it's not swept or covered. He also says, if you want to leave it on, it has to be covered and swept. And if not, you may not do so. Here's the question. What is the halacha to lean something against? So it'll be heated from like the sides of the stove. Do you say that inside and even on top of it can be prohibited, but to lean it on is okay? Or maybe there's no difference. If you have two adjoining stoves next to each other, one was swept or covered and one was not. You can keep something on top of the one that was swept and covered. Even though warmth is certainly going to come from the other stove, so Dilmashani has them to keep in the middle of Shal Be'avira. So he's saying, well, maybe this is a little different because since it's above, it's higher up, so there's air cooling it down, and maybe it's different than leaning against a stove because it's not as it doesn't have as much of an influence. Tashma Damar Safar Bechia Katama Vinislabna. The first one covered over the ashes on Shabbos, and then later it reignited on Shabbos. You're allowed to lean a pot against it and lit the food there. And you can take it away and you take food out of it and put it back there. Katama in lo katama lo. So you would think that when it's leaning on it, if you cover them with ashes, you could, and if you didn't cover them with ashes, you can't. Would you say the same thing too? You can take from it only if it's covered with ashes, but not El Tana Not Lamisha Machzir. And the reason that it says not and you can take from it is because of Machzir and because of returning it. So here too we taught that you have permission to lean the pot because it was necessary to teach that you're able to leave the pot on the stove. Therefore we can't conclude that you are allowed to lean a pot on an unswept stove. Hachi hashta, wait a minute. The Gemara says, wait a minute, how can you compare these two? There, a person who removes the pot and returns it to the same place. We said, notlin misha machzirin, that you cannot return a pot before you move it. But hacha, somkin bechad makom, umakayim bechad makom. But you can lean it in the same place and leave it in. There's no connection between these two things. So my havela. So Taka, what's the conclusion? Tashma, kirish is kuba gefes ve'etzim somkama. A stove that was lit with gefes, you know, these pieces of extra stuff ve'etzim and wood somkama ve'en v'kaimen alim ken gruvu k'tuma. And you can't lean anything against it, unless it was gruva u'k'tuma. Unless it was swept out and covered, or covered. Gichalim she'amamu, or she'nasam le'na ores, shal pishtan dachareki ketumah. If coals burned out, and they were covered with a strip of flax, and it didn't ignite, you know, you put like this flax on it, and it didn't light up, so then that's the same thing as if it's covered with ashes. Amar yitzhak banach meini amar evo shaya. Ketumah ve'huvaro mishan alechamen, she'huchmu kol tarkon, v'tavshol she'bishol tzolkargo. If you covered it with ashes and reignited it, and that reignited on Shabbos, you can leave hot water that was already completely heated and cooked food that was already completely cooked on it. Lamed zayin amabei shmamina, mitztamik v'yafa lo mutter. You see from here that if food that gets even more cooked and shriveled up, and that improves it, it's still okay. It's permitted. Shani hecha dekatama. The difference here is because it was covered with ashes. So then what's the point of this halacha? What's obviously hover it's really no, the reason is because it's safe if it reignited. You might think that if it reignited itself, then it goes back to its original status. That it does not. They said a stove where the person swept out the ashes for Shabbos and then it reignited on Shabbos, you may leave hot water, right? The hot liquid that was completely heated and cooked. Even vafilu gecholim shel rosem, even gecholim of a rotem tree, which are very, very, you know, these ghost coals are very hot and they burn a long time. Shmamina mitstamek v'yafel lo mutter. So we could see from here that if something gets, you know, cooked more and that improves it, it's still permitted. Shachil the katama, here it's different because it covered it with ashes. Yachim, I remember, then what's the chiddush? Hover it's a chalei. So, Hanuhach. I mean, if the reason is to teach you that if hover itzrichale, right, like we said before, that's exactly the same thing. We already did it. Guess we say no gecholim shel rosim itzrichale. Still, the chiddush is to tell you about the gachale resamim, these rotem calls. Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Yochanan, Kirish Zikub begefes beitim mishan alechanan. Shelo hochmu kol tzarkon, mitavshul shelo bishul kol tzarkon. Sheshes quarter of Yochanan, a stove that was lit. A gefes and eitzim, one cannot leave hot water on it, even if the water wasn't completely heated, and cooked food that was not completely cooked. Same thing is true. Akart, but if you took it off, lo yafsar at shiur grof o at shiur tenefer, then you may not return it until it is swept or you put on it ashes. Because I'm going to say something. So he and his whole that our Mishnah is learning about returning food to the stove. That must be the text in the Mishnah. But to leave it there, it's fine even if it's not swept and not covered with ashes. Amar Rav Tarvayu Tanani. We already learned both things of Rav Sheshes already. Lishos, that you can leave upon the stove. Tanina, we already learned because Enos and the Pasta Chatanorim Chashecha v'lochororo gabekachol melkadesh yukam paneh. You cannot put bread into an oven at night and not place cake on top of these coals so that the surface will form a crust. Only a nut, right? Kadesh yukam paneh. Hakarmu paneh. So you see from there that if the surface did form a crust already before Shabbos, then sure, you could leave it. And lahachzer nami tanina. Also, with a halacha that you can return, we already learned. Beisela Rafaxir, Beisela says you can return it. Vadka lo kashru, lo kasharu, but kasharu Beisela al begrufa ketuma. Beisela only permitted grufa uketuma. Right? Aval b'sheinu grufa ketuma lo. But if it's not swept and whatever, then it doesn't say it's so. Rishesh's nami duke the masis into kamashalon. And the truth is, Rishesh's wasn't saying anything new. He was just telling us that we should make these accurate deductions from the Mishnah in case somebody didn't notice the nuance of the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, Kibur Shizu Kubik Efes Be'etim Mishana Le'atavshil Shebishul Kol Tzorkon, Tzorko, V'chamin Shehuchamu Kol Tzorkon, Mafilu Mitzdavik Yefel. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said the name of Yochanan, a stove that was lit with Gefes and Etzim. On Shabbos, you can leave a cooked dish that was completely cooked or hot liquid that was completely heated, even if it's a type of food that when it shrivels up with more cooking, it still improves. But Rav and Shmuel both said that even if it's mitzdamek v'yavol is good, I mean, if extra cooking is good for it, then you can't leave it on Shabbos. It's prohibited. You think I didn't know that? He said that. I'm telling you according to the opinion of Rav Yochanan. Rav Meishan said to Rav Ashi, Atun demikarvisu l'Rav Shmuel, avidikarv Shmuel. Anan, navi kavana. You are close to where Rav and Shmuel live, so you have to follow their opinion, but we're going to follow according to the ruling of Rav Yochanan. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. Mahu l'shaus. I buy such Rav Yosef. What's the halacha for leaving something on the stove? And the Rav Yehuda, Mishahu leiv ha'achel. Rav Yehuda, he said Rav Yehuda used to do it. You can't bring a proof from Rav Yehuda because he's sick and therefore he's considered in danger. So even on Shabbos, it's permitted to heat up food for him. So he certainly could do that. Leave a lachman, but I need to know what the halacha would be for us. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda, anyway, it would be okay. I'm like besura mishahu to Rav Nachman Yitzchak Murray de Ovda Hava u'mishal levachol. In Suru, the leaf food in the stove from Rav Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was a very great man, and they would leave food for him, and he would eat it. So therefore, Rav Ashi kamina kamedi Rav Huna v'shan lekas de harson levachol. I was before Rav Huna, said Rav Ashi, and they left a kasa de harsana, which is some kind of fried fish, for him on the stove on Shabbos. I mean, he ate the fish on Shabbos. V'lo yadani mishum de kasav mitzamek gevel amotar mishum de kivin de isbe micha mitzamek v'ralo. But I'm not certain if the reason he did this is because mitzamek v'yafalo is good, or because he believes that since the thing has flour in it, that it would be considered as if it's when it shrivels, it gets worse, and that's why he would eat it. The rule is called esrei mecha, anything that has flour in it, mitzamek v'ralo, then the more it cooks, the worse it is for it. Labarmi tafshel delifta, the only exception to that is turnips, which when they have flour, they shrivel and they do improve. The hanimili de isbe bisra, but that's only when it has meat in it. Avvese bisra mitzayik relahu. Then it's still bad for it. So this turnip dish is only also good when it has the meat. Riyisbe bisra nami lo amarna elad lo kavi lo archan. And even all this, when there's meat in it, is only the lo kavi lo archan. When you don't need it for guests. But if you need it for guests, then it's not considered good because it's, you serve a higher standard of food to your guests, and therefore the more that shrivels up, it doesn't look nice for the guests. Lafta daisa v'tamer mitzavah gralahen, lafta, which is some sort of fig dish, daisa is a porridge to eat, tamre dates. So they shrivel and get worse. Ba'omine mirchia bar Abba. They raised a question before Rechia bar Abba. Lamed ches amad aleph. Shach k'dei ragab akira b'vishol b'Shabbos. If a person forgot a pot on Shabbos night on top of a stove and it cooked on Shabbos, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to eat the food or not? Ishchik v'lo malay v'lindi. He was quiet. He didn't say anything to him. Malachar nafik darash l'lul. But the next day, when he went out, he gave a drasha. Ravashah b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal v'lo shana. He said, a person cooks on Shabbos, if he does it right by mistake, he's allowed to eat it. But if he cooked deliberately, he's not allowed to eat it. And therefore, here the halacha would be... it would be the same thing. What does it mean here? It's not different. The halacha would be the same. Rabbi Yosef went to Vayilei Atera. Rabbi Yosef both said that he meant to say that Mevashel hu deka avid ma'aseh mezid lo yochel aval hai deka avid ma'aseh mezid nami yochel. So he said this is no different than doing something with shogeg, because when you're not doing any action, then you're allowed to eat it. Now Rabbi Yosef really sure. They would say no. He meant here it's no different, and you're not allowed to eat it. Mevashel hu disle arume. When a person's cooking, there's room for a person to be deceitful and tricky, because there's no right. You're worried a person will intentionally cook on Shabbos. So b'shogeg yochal aval ha de asi larume here. Here where we're not here where a person is going to come to be tricky, because the person will intentionally leave it on the stove and say, "Oh, I forgot." B'shogeg nami lo yochal. So then we won't allow a person to do it even b'shogeg. Right, so apparently we're not worried that a person will intentionally cook on Shabbos. We're worried a person would intentionally leave something on the stove that he wasn't supposed to on Shabbos. If a person forgot a pot on the stove and it cooked on Shabbos, when is this true that you can eat it? This is hot liquids that hadn't been cooked up, heated up all the way. Tavshel bishul kotzakor, or food that wasn't cooked all the way. V'chamishu gomer kotzakor, tavshel bishul kotzakor. Bishul meim is yochel devar meir. He says if it was fully cooked already before, then whether bishul or meizid, you're allowed to eat it. That's the opinion from Meir. Rabbi Huda Amar hamin shehuchem ukol tzarkor. Rabbi Huda says no. Hot water that was already heated completely, mutan, it's permitted. Meishim it's tamik v'ralo, because the more it cooks, the worse it gets. Tavshel bishul kotzakor, hasu meishim tamik yavolo. But something that was cooked already is usher, a cooked dish, because the more it cooks, the better it gets. We have a look on kruv, upulin, ubasar taruf, also anything that gets better as it cooks, like cabbage, beans, and chopped up meat. So then it's no, then you couldn't do it. But if something get that shrivels and it's bad for it, then it's permitted. We learned in here something that was cooked. Not quite enough. According to Nachum Yitzchak, I understand one is before the gezerah, and one is after the gezerah. So after the decree that prohibited eating food, even if it was even if forgotten, that's going to be fine, right? That's the distinction. But they both said it's permitted. If it's before they made a gezerah, so we have a question of mezid. And if it's after the gezerah, then we're concerned of even shogeg. But you can't say it's permitted. Either it's not good if you did it b'mezid, or even after the gezerah, it's not good if you did it b'shogeg. Even so, because the gezerah kasha, so it's a gezerah. So my gezerah, what exactly was this gezerah? So Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav. Originally, they said a person who cooked on Shabbos could eat it b'shogeg but not b'mezid. And also a person who forgets things. When it happened that people would just forget it and be like, "Oh, we forgot." Then they made a gezerah on a person who forgets. Right? The knas, they made a punishment that even if you forgot, you shouldn't eat it, and that will help that nobody will then be able to pretend. So we have a question for Meir on Meir. And we have a question for Huda on Huda. Neither one seems to. They each contradict one another. So we can answer the question of Nermeyer, right? Halachatchila habedi evid. That when Nermeyer said one is lachatchila, So when he prohibits leaving the cooked food, right, under any circumstance, l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, he says, right, then it could be okay. One is when it was properly swept or covered with ashes, and one is when it was not. So that's a question. A person who was over and left a pot. Did the Rabbanan make a knas against him or not? The story of Yossi went at Tzipori. He found food that was left heating for Shabbos and he didn't make it usher. But then he found eggs that were like shriveled, that were sitting on a stove, and that he didn't that he prohibited. My love, lo osa Shabbos. So what does it mean? He prohibited them from doing so. So he said, no, l'shabbos haba. He didn't prohibit them from eating it. He just told them they shouldn't do it the next Shabbos. So that sounds like if you leave eggs heating, that they shrivel, they get better. So he say, yeah. One time, we're guests in the same place, and they brought us these very overcooked eggs that had shriveled to the size of like these tiny little crab apples, and we ate tons of them. So apparently they were delicious. Beisila says you can even return a pot that was taken off the stove. And Rosh Hashanah is different. According to Rosh Hashanah, according to the one who says Lamed Ches Amud Beis Machzirin, that you may return it. So Afilu b'Shabbos. That's permitted even on Shabbos. From Roshaya, Sarah Af Machzirin, Afilu b'Shabbos. The Amar of Roshaya, because Roshaya said, Pamachas, Hainu Omdin Le'ela Merachia Rabba Ve'helena Lo Kum Kumus. One time we were, you know, standing on Shabbos, serving Merachia the Great, and we brought before him a kettle, Shal Chamin, of hot liquid, Midiyuta HaTachton L'Zeliona, from the bottom floor to the top floor, Mazgulo Sakos. And we poured him, you know, a hot cup of tea or something. And then we returned it back to its place on top of the stove. And he didn't say anything to us. This is only true that you can return it if it's still in your hand. But if you put it down on the ground, it's asr. So Rabbi said, he did according to his own opinion, not in accordance with the mainstream halacha. Halachi Amar Rechia Amar Rav Yochanan. Rechia said, even if it's put on the ground, it's permitted. So Tadai said it's got to be in your hand, but he says, no, it could even be on the ground. Kligi, but Rav Dimi, for Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, which I've already shared the Lazar Ami. Rav Dimi and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda both said in the name of Elazar, so one said it's got to be in your hand, not on the ground. Another said it could even be in your hand. One said if it's still in your hand, it's permitted. Even that is only if you're planning to return it. But if you're not planning to return it, so it's a problem. This implies that if it's on the ground, even if a person's intent is to return it, it's still no good. So you still can't return it. So some say a little bit different. That Chizki said the name of Abai. That which you said on the ground, it's Asr. That's only when you have no intention to put it back. But if you have intention to put it back, even on the ground, Mutter would be permitted. So that would imply if it's still in your hand, that if it's still in your hand, even there, you don't even need that to Lahachzer. You right, it'd be enough if you're just holding it. Bai Rabbi Yirmiya, tol on b'makel mahu. What's the deal if you hung them on a stick? Kinichan agave mat mita mahu. Let's say you put it on top of a bed. Or bai Ravashi, pinon mimecham lemecham mahu. If you transfer them from one urn to another urn, what's the rule? And we said teku. And Tzaka remains a question. Okay, says the Mishnah. Tanoshi Sugu Bagashi Bagov Litim Bain Mitocho Bain Me Al Gabov. So we're now talking about an oven. An oven's gonna be different than a stove. So an oven that was lit with straw, right, or scraps, you cannot place something inside of it or on the outside of it. kupach shehisikua bakasha bagava, a kupach that was lit with straw were these things. So hareze kekiraim, that's the same as a stove, but gefes v'etzem riu ketanur. But if it was lit with wood or gefes, right, then it would be similar to the halachas of an oven. Let's find out more about exactly what we're talking about here. Tanur shehisiku. We talk about an oven that was heated up. So we also remember tocho, tocho mamish. You want to say the inside means literally the inside. Algaba, algaba mamish. And on it means on the outside. Of a lismach shaper dummy, but you can actually lean something on it. Esve abai kupach shisiku bakashi bagabava. A kupach that was heated up with straw, right? Or these other scraps. Hariyu kikiraim. That's the same as the stove. It gives us a tzmei katanur. The aser. Hakekira shari, so it's if it's like a kira, which is then it would be permitted. It's only if it's like an oven that's not permitted. My skin. If you're talking about on top of it, over my, what are we talking about? If you're talking about where it's not swept, right, and covered in ashes. Alakira ki ena grufo ktuma al gabav mishari. Then are you even allowed to put something on top of it? Elav lismach. We're talking about leaning. Katani harei katanu avaser. We're saying it's like an oven and it's aser. Here we're talking about the case of a kupach that is swept and covered with ashes. The tanur grew for kutum, and an oven that's swept and covered with ashes. It's like a tanur, it's like an oven, that even though it's swept and covered in ashes, the on top of it is still prohibited. If it's like a stove, then it would be okay. An oven that was heated up with straw, or gavava, ain som chenlo. You can't lean something on it. Ain tzarich lomar al gabav, and it goes without saying you can't put something above it. Ain tzarich lomar tochon. Certainly you can't put something in it. You can't even lean something on it. Ain tzarich lomar gefes uveitzim. It goes without saying if it's heated with wood or gefes. Kupach shisik kupach kashu begora. Som chenlo ain osom al gabav. Gefes uveitzim ain som chenlo. But a kupach that was lit with straw, all right, a person can lean upon against it, but he can't place upon on top of it. But if it was lit with gefes uveitzim, you can't lean anything against it. Amrle Rav Acha. What is a kupach? This kupach, what exactly is it? If it's like a stove, I mean, if it's considered like an oven, right, then it shouldn't be permitted. And if it's like a stove, it should be permitted. So, like, make up your mind. Like what is it exactly? So said Rav Ashi, right, back to him, Amulei, Nafish Havla, Mid kira vizutar havla mid tanur. A kupach is sort of like something in between. It has more heat than a stove, but less heat than an oven. Hechidami kupach. What exactly is this kupach? Vehechidami kira. And what is exactly is a kira? That's what it says. Kupach makom shefisas kedera achas. A kupach is a small thing that's similar to a stove, but it only has one hole, and it has enough space to put only a single pot inside of it. Kira, makoshe sekedeus, but a stove, kira has space for two pots. Rabbi, you hear me? After that, I'm doing a kirish nechel larka tahor l'rochba tameya kubach bedarka b'nerocha tahor. So Rabbi said, this is a Yirmiyah said. We also learned that an impure stove that was divided by length is no longer considered a kli. It's like a broken kli, but a kupach, whether it was divided lengthwise or widthwise, is enough to make it not considered a kli because it's much smaller. It says the Mishnah, Einos and Beitza, Bitzad Hamecham Beshul Shes Tiskal Gavlev Gena Besudrin. You cannot place a raw egg next to an urn full of hot liquid so that it will roast slightly. And you cannot even wrap it in cloths, like if those cloths were, let's say, I don't know, they were heated in the sun. Rabbi Yossi Matri Yossi says, okay, v'letnem v'chol v'avak drachem she'bishvil shetitzaleh. You cannot insulate it in sand or in, like, road dust. Avak drachem, like dust from the street that was, like, heated out in the sun. That would make it roast. Even though you're not using fire here to cook, it's similar enough to cooking that the Chacham says you shouldn't do it. Maisha. The people in Tveria, they ran a cold water pipe through, and they ran this cold water pipe through a canal, like a river of hot water, because they have this hot these hot springs in Tveria. A If you did this on Shabbos, this is hot water that was heated on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash it or drink it. And if it was heated on Yom Tov, it's like hot water that was heated on Yom Tov. You can't wash it, but you could drink it. That's the Mishnah. If a person roasted this egg next to the urn, what would be a halakha? If a person did that, he's obligated to bring a chatas. That means it was a Torah prohibition. Then he did by accident. We also learned something in a Mishnah. Okay, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Anything that was ready placed in hot water, meaning cooked before Shabbos, you can soak in hot water on Shabbos. And anything that was not in hot water before Shabbos, you can rinse it in hot water on Shabbos, but you can't soak it. With the exception of old salted fish, a coleus, the Spanish Hispanin, like a Spanish coleus fish, for when you rinse it with hot water, that's the finishing of the cooking, and that you couldn't do, and therefore, so shmami no. So we can conclude from this that's what it means. They've gonna be sudarin. You can't wrap an egg in hot cloths. Now, which we said that a person can place a cooked thing. A person can put cooked food into a pit to protect it from the heat. And you can put good water into bad water so that will cool off. And you can put cold water out in the sun so it should warm up. Let's say this is the opinion of Rav Yossi and other Rabbanan. In the sun, everyone agrees that it's permitted to put food in the sun. When something comes from fire, no one disagrees that it's prohibited. The question is, when something comes as like a product of this, a derivative of the sun. Do we say you can't use something that was heated up by the sun because then you might use something that's heated up by fire? Another opinion says, another opinion says, we don't make such a decree, it's too far fetched. You can't insulate it in sand. We say also road dust. Heated in the sun. But Lifa Gamar Yossi Bahada. Rav Yossi disagree with this halacha as well. If he says you can heat by things that, right, things derived from the sun, objects heated by the sun, so the same should be with sand. So he says they made a decree that you shouldn't do it in hot ashes because those come from fire. Mazes offer Makom because you're moving the dirt from its place and you're digging a hole in the sand, which you're not allowed to do. It might be night, it could be night. The distinction would be. If you had loose earth. Because then it depends what the reason was. Okay. You can roast an egg slightly, whatever, this light roast of an egg on a hot rooftop. It was heated by the sun, but you can't do it on boiling limestone. If the issue is that we're worried that you'll insulate some of the hot ashes, so luckily mix and there's no concern. You're going to move it. So you say, no, roof is different. Most roofs do not have dirt on the roof, and therefore there's just no concern at all. Tashma. Come in here. Ama shel chamin. So we had this story with the people of Tveria who put a cold water pipe through a hot water spring. If our concern is that a person will use ashes to eat things up, that would only be in a situation where it's similar to insulating. But according to the opinion, so we said that, and this is similar to insulating in some way. That's why it's no good. But if the issue is that maybe you're going to dig up dirt, I mean, what relevance does that have to the situation of the people in Tveria? Do you think the story of the people in Tveria was going on the second part of the mission? No. It's going on a different thing. It's talking about a person wrapping something in warm things that were left in the sun. Hi, Maizda. Anshe Tveria, the Toldos Chamahu. The story of the people in Tveria is because the water is hot from the sun. Vasa d'Rabbanan, and they said it's prohibited. Amar l'hu, ha'hu told us urhu, d'chalfe ha'pischa d'gehenim. So he said, no, the heat things of Tveria are actually considered that they're products of fire because they press over the entrance to Gehenim, and they're heated by the fires of hell. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, from this story of the people in Tveria, where the Chacham said they couldn't use that water, you see that insulating something which increases the heat right over the course of Shabbos was prohibited on Shabbos. You can't even do that before Shabbos. And the halacha is like the people in Tveria that... But Amar Rav Nachman, Kfar Tavarnu, Anshei Tveria, L'silu Nayu. Nachman said the people of Tveria have already broken their pipe. Even they no longer have maintained that position. Maaseh Shana Tveria, Mai Rechitz, Mai Rechitz. So what did they do? What type of bathing were we talking about? Either Rechitz Kukufa, it means washing your entire body. Water that was heated up on Shabbos is also Hachamishukum Erev Shabbos Utaran. Would you say that water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos is permitted for Hatanya? But we learned in a Brisa. Hachamishukum Erev Shabbos. Water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Lamacha Rochas on Panav Yadaragov. You can wash your face, your hands, and your feet. Have a local guva, not your whole body. Ela Panav Yadaragov, only part of your body. So that's what it prohibited. Ema Sefer B'Yomtov. Kechamishukum B'Yomtov. On Yom Tov, it's like hot water that was heated up on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to wash it, but you could drink it. Lema tnan stomach kevesh shamai. So do we say that the Mishnah, that stam is like beshamai? Tnan beshamai. Amar lo yechem adam chamei l'raglav elim kin ru'il l'shasiya b'zal matirin. He says you can't heat up hot water for your feet on Yom Tov unless you would be able to drink that water. And Beisal says, no, you could. And we would rather not say a stam Mishnah is like the opinion of beshamai, because we generally don't pass the Yisham. Every Ika Bar Chananya, lehishtatef bohen kol gufo askinan. We're talking about a situation where the water was heated to wash someone's entire body. V'hai Tana hu detanya. And the following is the opinion of the Tanya, the Tana who says lehishtatef kol gufo b'nachamim b'tzam. The Rameir says you cannot wash your entire body even with cold water. Rameshimin permits it. Yehuda b'chamin asu b'tzam b'tzam. Yehuda says with hot water you can't wash your entire body, but with cold water you could. Rameshim machlokas b'kli. This disagreement is only if it's with a kli. But if a person, if there's water collected in the ground, everyone says it's okay. But the story of the people in Tveria wasn't the ground. Also, the Rabbanah, you can't do it. So rather, here's the exact language. Here's what it means. Machlokas bekarka. The disagreement is in the ground. But kli difficult also. But in it, right? So there's a disagreement about the ground. But when it comes to a vessel, everyone agrees that it's prohibited. I'm a rabba bar bar chana. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Did you learn this by inferring it from something else, or did you hear it explicitly? Beferish explicitly, or mechlala, or by inference? What would be the inference? Whenever you find two people disagreeing and then one person makes a distinction, halacha, right, makes a conclusion, halacha, the halacha is like the person who makes the conclusion, with the exception of this kule matlonios, which is the tahara and tuma of insignificant strips of material. Sha'afal pish Rabbi Lazar machmer, because even though Rabbi Lazar is stringent, Rabbi Shua mekel, and Rabbi Shua is mekel, Rabbi Akiva machmer, and Rabbi Akiva takes sort of a middle position. Ein alachid Rabbi Akiva, that situation, that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in that situation, chadad Rabbi Akiva Talmud hu. Firstly, because Rabbi Akiva was a student of both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore he doesn't really get to be machmer between his Rabbein va'od. And furthermore, ha memelud alf, hadar pe Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva reconsidered and accepted Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. And if the halacha was, derived by inference, maybe that's only an admission. But in Braisa, there's no such rule. I'm not fair to me. He says, no, I heard this explicitly. It's not just something that I came up with. Hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. The next day you can watch your entire body, Aver, one body part at a time. So that's an unusual way to wash yourself. To remind you that it's Shabbos. You can only wash your face, your hands, and your feet. Wait a minute, we learned that the next day you can only wash your face, hands, feet, and not your whole body. So you have to do Rav. This seems to contradict Rav. It means not your whole body at once. You can wash your whole body piece by piece. It only says your face, your hands, your feet. It means just like a way a person washes his hands, his face, and his feet, that they're one at a time. So similarly, you can do it with any part of your body. It's only permitted. In another source, it says you could only permit your hands, your face, and your feet. It doesn't mean literally those three body parts. It means in that methodology. Another Bryce taught similar to Shmuel. Hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. The next day, you can wash your hands, face, and feet. I have a low kol gufo eva era, but you cannot wash the rest of your body piece by piece. Veintzarch lomar, and it goes without saying, chamshu gum yom tov, if it was heated up on yom tov, meaning heating up on yom tov is worse than heating up on erev Shabbos. Rabba masti leil hashmaitza to Rav, the high leshna Rabba teaches the teaching of Rav in the following language. Chamshu gum yom Shabbos l'machar. Hot water that was heated up from Erev Shabbos for the next day. You can wash your entire body except for one body part. But they raised all these refutations that were previously just mentioned, and indeed they refuted that approach. Rav Yosef said to Abai, Rab Mika Ovid Kishmaite de Rav, does Rabba follow this halacha of Rab? I'm really like that. He says, I don't know. Mighty boy lay, what's his question? Pshita de Ro Ovid, deha o itosav. I mean, it was conclusively refuted. So we say, Lo Shmile. Maybe he didn't know that it was refuted, and therefore it's still reasonable in his opinion to act following that position. V'lo shmile v'adei ovid, then if he didn't know that he rejected it, then certainly he would still do it. Rabbi kol mili demar ovid kirav, bar mihan t'lasav kishmo. Because Abai said, in all matters, Rabba would behave like Rav, except for three specific things where he followed the halacha of Shmuel. Only in those three specific things of you can untie yitzitzis from one clothing to another clothing. You can light one chanukah candle to another chanukah lamp, right? One candle to another candle. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon in the case of dragging heavy objects that we're not worried about a ditch on Shabbos. So he said, no, he always went like the chumras of Rav, but it doesn't mean that he always went with the coolest. He didn't necessarily wash without, like he didn't have to wash without water, according to Rav. Even Tanur Rabbanan, Merchat Shepakuku Nekava Me'er Shabbos, a bathhouse with the openings were sealed on Erev Shabbos so that the heat wouldn't come out. The Matzi Shabbos Ochas Meyana, after Shabbos you can go in right away. Poku Nekava Me'er Yom Tov V'machar Nechaz Me'ziya. If the openings were sealed on Erev Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov itself you can go in and sweat. V'yotzu M'shtatev B'beis Achitza, and you can go and rinse yourself off with cold water in the outer room of the bathhouse. The story in the bathhouse in Bnei Brak that they sealed up the holes on Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar Azari went in with Rabbi Akiva and they rinsed off with cold water in the outer room. Ela shechamin shelo mechupin b'nesarin. But okay, so in Bnei Brak they went in, but chamin shelo was mechupin b'nesarim. The hot water, it was different here because the hot water was covered with wooden boards, and therefore there was no concern that a person might go bathing in the water. When the Chacham heard about this, they said, even the hot water is not covered by boards, it's still permitted to sweat there. But when the people would do when over Avera got greater and people were not taking Shabbos seriously, so they prohibited it. Ambatios shel krochin, but large bathhouses in cities, so metal behind Venachosh, and you can go in and not worry about it. So there was a time when people were doing Averas. My over Avera, what are those Averas? So Mishim and Pazi or Mishim and Levi. Mishim and Pazi said, Never Mishim and Levi. Mishim back up. But Chile, Rechim and Bechamish, Shabbos and Shabbos. Originally, used to be allowed to wash with hot water as long as it was heated up from before Shabbos. Chile, Habalan and Lehecham and Shabbos. So what happened is the people that owned the bathhouses would start heating it up on Shabbos. So Omer, when they would say, Hanu Shabbos, oh, it's from before Shabbos. Asu esacham v'tiras azeis. They prohibited the hot water and they permitted a person to still sweat from before Shabbos because then it wouldn't be necessary for them to heat it up that high. But then Ruchazim b'chamin, v'omrin, mezian anachnu. But then people would wash in the hot water and they would come be like, oh, we were just sweating. So they prohibited the sweat, but they still permitted natural springs like the hot springs of Tiberia. But people would still go into the hot ones from fire. They would come back all wet. They would say, yeah, we went to Chami Tiberia. So they prohibited washing at all in Chami Tiberia, but they permitted cold water. But when they saw that their decrees just weren't helping, people weren't keeping them because it was becoming too difficult. So they permitted them to go back to Chami Tiberia, but they still stopped a person from going into sweat in the bathhouse. And Rava, a person who violates the decree, they won't show them the mikra the avaryana. It is permitted to call him a sinner. The Gemara says, Kiman, according to who is this? Mem Amad Beis. Ki ha tana, like that tana of the Braisa, who said, bathhouses in cities you can walk through, even if you saw what I was doing, so you don't have to be concerned. From a rava, dafka krochen, of the quorum low, specifically in big cities, but not small villages. My time came into Zutra and Nafish and Flyu, because the bathhouses in small villages are very small, their heat is extremely great, and walking through them will guarantee that a person will sweat on Shabbos, and you're not supposed to bring yourself to sweat. A person can warm himself opposite a bonfire on Shabbos and come out and rinse a person can rinse himself off in cold water. As long as you don't first rinse in cold water and then go up to the bonfire, that would warm people up. Because then he would be warming the body, the water that's on his body. Tanur Abanan, they also taught. Mecham Adam Aluntis. A person can warm up a towel. And place it on your intestines on Shabbos. Stomach, you know, a person puts like a heating pack type of thing that my person might put on their stomach so they heat up a towel. But a person should bring a kettle of hot water and place it on his intestines on Shabbos because then the water would spill and a person will come to wring it out. And you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And even on a weekday, you shouldn't do it because putting boiling hot water near you is dangerous. Because persons shouldn't do things that are dangerous even on a weekday. A person can bring a jug of water, cold water, and place it opposite of a hot bonfire on Shabbos. Not in order to heat up, but just a tafuk tzinasan, so that it will not, it will, you know, make the cold a little bit less cold. So it's not heating it up, but it's warming it a drop from being ice cold. If you don't, mevia isha pach shel shem v'nicha keneged hamadur. A woman can take a thing of oil and place it opposite the bonfire. Lobishul shivash, not to cook though, not to warm the oil. In order to get it to be room temperature. Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Isha Sacha Yada Shemen Umechamasa Kenegan Amadur. A woman can put, you know, oil on her hand and warm it up in the fire. Vesacha Levnachat, and then put that oil, warmer oil, onto her child. Ve'enu Chashesh, she doesn't need to be concerned that maybe there's any Chil Shabbos involved. Yiboil Hu Shemen Mahu Latanakama. What is the status of Shemen according to Tanakama, who permits it with water? Would he also allow oil? Rabbi Yosef Amar Tevayel Hatera. Rabbi Yosef both said it would be permitted. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tevayel Hatera. Rabbi Yosef said it's not. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tevayel Hatera. They said it's permitted. Shemen Aval Pisha Hayatza. Lettuce Bel Mutter. Shemen, oil, even if it gets to the temperature where the hand gets burnt from it and recoils from it, it's still permitted. Kosovar Tana Shemen Eim B'Mishon Bishul, because they understand that oil isn't considered cooked. Just heating oil is not considered cooking. Rabbi Huda came to say that oil does have cooking. But warming it up is not enough to be considered cooking. Rabbi Gamliel comes to say that warming it up is enough to consider it bishul. You can't do it. Shemen, afal pisha ein hayatzah lettuce bo osar. Oil, even if it doesn't get to yatzah lettuce bo, is a problem. He understands that oil can be cooked, and the cooking of oil is just warm, is just getting it to room temperature. It doesn't have to be that hot. Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Lemer Hashem is able to say lo zehu bishul. Rabbi Yehuda comes to say, no, that's not considered a cook. Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Lemer Hashem is Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Lemer Hashem is Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Lemer Hashem comes to say, yes, it is. Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Lemer Hashem is Tana Kama. Isn't Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Lemer Hashem the exact same thing as the Tana Kama? So he said, it could be now a distinction be la achar kila achar yad, when it's something is done in an unusual way. So the Tana Kama prohibited completely heating the oil. Shmuel Eliel said it permits to heat the oil in an unusual way. Whether it is oil or water, yatsa lettuce bo is the temperature that it would be less than that, right? If it gets yatsa lettuce bo, it's usher, and if it's not yatsa lettuce bo, it's mutter. It is the temperature at which a baby's stomach is burnt. That's where we say that's yatsa lettuce bo. One time I went behind Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi into the bathhouse, and I wanted to put a jar of oil into the bathtub for him to heat the oil a little bit before putting it on. Really told Bichli Sheni Vitain, put it into a secondary vessel and do it. Show me that plus. You learn a couple things here. Show me that. Show me your Shem Bishul. You see that oil has Bishul. Problem, right? This is on Shabbos, right? So you see that oil could have bishul. Ushamina klisheni avashi. You see that a klisheni doesn't cook. Ushamina hasher zei bishulo. And we learn from this that that warming it up is enough to be considered cooking, even if it doesn't reach out to those. But hechi v'hachi. How do Rabbi Nasi teach Torah to his student in a bathhouse? You're allowed to think about Torah, but not in a bathroom. Or a bathhouse. If you wanted to say to him, he spoke to him in another language, and then, right, not in Hebrew. Second thing you can say in Hebrew, but holy things, you're not really supposed to say in a non-holy tongue. In the bathhouse, you shouldn't be talking in Lashon HaKodesh. So, Afrushe Me'isura Shani. That's different. When you're telling something that will stop him from violating an Isser, that is permitted in the Bezit. Another proof to this is there was a story through Meir where a student followed him into the bathhouse and wanted to rinse the floor to clean it off. And Meir said to him, "En sochen." Meir said, "Ve'amr lo en meidichen." Los lo kaka amr lo en sochen. He said, "You can't rinse the floor." So he wanted to smear the floor with oil. He said, "You may not smear the floor with oil." So you see that to separate somebody from doing something wrong is different. So to hear, that's what happened in the case of Rabbi. You see that if someone cooks in the hot water of Tveri, because the story of Meir was after the Gezeirah, they told the Klisheni with name. It was, and he said, nevertheless, put it in a cliche and do it. But we know that if you cook in the springs of Tveri and Shabbos, you're not potter. Even here, when we said chayev, we didn't mean it was a Torah prohibition. We meant a person's chayev lashes from the Rabbanan. Amr of Zera, anachazis the Rabo deshot beambati. I saw Rab Abahu swimming in a bath or floating in a bath. And I don't know if he lifted his feet and he was actually swimming in the water, or if he didn't pick his feet up. Of course he wouldn't have picked his feet up. A person is not supposed to swim in a pool on Shabbos. Even the pool is in the courtyard. And there's no concern. Lokasha. No. There's no question. This... It depends. This is a place that doesn't have any like embankments on the side, and since there's no partitions, it looks like an ocean and a river. And the situation there above looked like a kli, because it had like embankments. It looked like a kli, and therefore the Chacham did not prohibit it. Amar Zera, Anachazisa the Rabo Sheniach Edo Keneged Panav Shel Mata. I saw Rabo that he placed his hand over his genitalia. But I couldn't see whether or not he touched them or he didn't touch them. Obviously, he didn't touch them. Tanya Rulazo, Amar Kol Ochet Ba'amu Mashtan, a person who touches his genitals when he urinates. Ke'ilu Mevi Mabul Le'olam. It's like he's bringing a Mabul to the world, because of what the people did in the time of the Mabul, and they spilled their seed and so forth. The Rabbanan made the legal status of the situation like a boleshes, which is like a military group. When they when the soldiers come in, it's not boleshes nechzleir. When the soldiers come into the city, b'shan shalom, chavios psuchos asurus. So they enter a city. If it's during peacetime, then all the bears are permitted. They you don't have to write a. Sorry, open bottles of wine are prohibited and closed ones are permitted. B'shas milchama, during war, elu v'elu mutars, everything is permitted. Lo l'fi she'em p'nai l'naseach. You don't have to worry that the people were worshipping their idols during a time of war. And therefore, the concern is that if it's open bottle, maybe they used it to pour wine for idolatry, but they wouldn't have done it during the war. They're too busy. Oma kivin debos l'menasei. You see, because they're concerned, they're not going to pour. Hakanami kivin debos l'asa l'huri. See, also, when a person is busy bathing, so he's not going to come to think about inappropriate things. Hachamai b'itusa. What is the fear when the person is bathing that would stop him from having the inappropriate thoughts? B'itusa denara. It is the fear of the river. A person has to be careful that he doesn't get washed away by the current. Any number of a person who places his hands over his genitals to pluck them, it's like he's embarrassed and he's like denying the covenant with Avraham Avinu because he doesn't want people to see that he's circumcised. Lokasha, haki nachas, haki salak. It depends. When he's descending into the river and there's no people facing him, and just be worried about modesty. So then, why would you cover yourself up? You shouldn't be embarrassed about it. But a person is coming out of the river and he's facing people on the riverbank. Right, and he sees people, and he's allowed to cover himself up because he needs to be modest. Okay, kiha de Rava shache, like Rava, who would bend over so that he would be modest. Rav Zeira zakif, Rav Zeira would stand straight, so that he shouldn't be looking like he was embarrassed of the bris of Avraham Avinu. Rabbanan debei Rav Ashi ki kanachte zakve ki kasalke shachu. And the Rabbanan, from the school of Ashi, when they would go in, they would stand upright. And when they came out, they would bend over in order to maintain modesty. Rezeir was trying to get away from Rabbi Yehuda. The boy lemeis like Eretz Yisrael. Rezeir wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda called Olam Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you violate the Torah. Shem Bavel Yevou Veshama Yihiyu. They will come to Bavel and they must stay there. I'll go hear one last thing from him, and then I will go to Eretz Yisrael. Also Ashrei Dekoi Bebani. He found him. That he was standing in the bathhouse. The Amarle the Shame, and he was saying to his assistant, Havili Neser, Havili Masrek, Pishu Pumaihu Va Afiku Havla Va Eshtu Mimaya Debe Bani. So he said, he was standing in the bathhouse, he told the servant, Bring me Neser to wash with, bring me a comb, open your mouth and let out air, and drink from the water of the bathhouse. So Reb Zeira said about this, if I'd only come to hear this thing from him, it would be enough. So I understand that if he says, bring me natron and bring me a comb, I guess the natron was the soap or whatever. Neser, you know, it cleans you. Neser and Boris, right? These are things that clean up. So bring me these things. He was teaching them that you're allowed to talk about Dharm Shel Chol in the bathhouse, even in Lashon HaKodesh. Pitzchu Pumaychu Vafiku Havla, when he said to them, open your mouth and let out air. So that was also like Shmuel, who said, Dharm Shel Havla Mapik Havla. So that heat, produces heat. The hot air that a person inhales makes a person sweat more quickly or something. Ella ish su maya debe bani maya. Why would he tell him to drink the water of the bathhouse? Like, what was that? What was that for? So because the brisa says detanya achavala shasa, a person who eat and drink didn't drink at all. Achilaso dam v'zeh tchilas chol me'ayin. What he eats becomes blood. And that's the beginning of stomach intestinal trouble. And this is a person needs to go to the bathroom. He needs to defecate, and he eats. It's like lighting a fire. On top. Wait, I skipped. 1 second. Achav lahalach arba amos achilaso markeves. A person who ate and then didn't walk for amos after eating, So what he eats, achilas markevis v'zitchilas reachra, his food starts to rot, and that's the beginning of like a bad smell, maybe a bad breath. Nitzchul in a cover v'achol, a person needs to defecate and ate is like an oven that was right. Don't let the turn it's like an oven that was lit on top of its ashes. Zitchilas reach zuama, and this is the beginning of an odor of infection or something. A bad smell. Rachatz bechamin velo shasa mehen. If a person washed in hot water but didn't drink anything, don't think she's a kumbi. It's like an oven that was lit from the outside and not from the inside. Rachatz bechamin velo shatif betzonan. A person who washes in hot water but then doesn't rinse off with kolar. Don't advise us to consume the ur. He's like iron that was put into the fire and then wasn't taken out into the cold water. Rachatz velo sach. A person who washes but doesn't put on oil. Don't lemaim al gabe chavis. It's like water that was poured on top of a barrel and not into it. Then it just kind of spills out. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mul yar hagaruf shosin himenu b'shabbos. A mulyar is a like a bronze vessel that coals are put into, and then on the, that's on the outside they put the coals, and then water is put into like an inner place, and if it's swept, or the coals were swept, a person can drink from that mulyar on Shabbos. Antiche, but this is like a slightly different kind of a vessel. Avo pisha grufa in shos nimeni. You can't drink from it on Shabbos even if. It calls were swept. Take it to Mula Hagorf. What is the situations of a swept Muliar? So we're talking about there's a thing where there's water on the inside and there are coals on the outside. Antiche, Rabba Amar Bekire. An Antiche, Rabba says it's a stove. We're talking about Dude. He says it's some kind of a cauldron, a kettle of some kind. There's two cauldrons stacked on top of one another, and there's coals in the bottom one and one in the top one. The one who says that it's a beidude would certainly say that if it's bekir, it's a stove-like thing, is no good. But he says only specifically a stove-like thing, that's a problem. But beidude is not such a problem. So, according to the opinion of Nachman, the Brisa says supports Nachman. Says on a tiche, even if it's swept and covered with ashes, you can't drink from it on Shabbos because the copper heats it up. So you see, it's the coals beneath the water. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hamecham shepinuhu lo yitein l'tocho tznon b'shul sheyechamu. So this is like an urn that was emptied of all the hot water on Shabbos. You still can put cold water into it, so the cold water will be heated. But you can place, right, avonosen l'tocho l'tocho kos kedil lehav shiran. But you can place cold water into an urn or into a cup that was emptied of their hot water in order to warm it if it's not going to heat it up. My kamar. Amr of Adabar Masna. Okay, kamar. Hamechem shapina mimenu. Maim cham. And lo yitim zecho maim mu'atim kedei sheichamu. Alas zecho maim ruben kedei lehaf shiran. It means that... Rather, Rasa says, right, if it was emptied of the hot water, you can put a small amount of water into it so that it won't become very hot, that you shouldn't do. If you put a large amount of water into it, it won't be heated in those circumstances, and it will be okay. It will just get sort of like lukewarm. Mem, Aleph, Amar, the base. V'halo, mitzaref. But by putting cold water into the urn, doesn't that make stronger the vessel? Doesn't it heat? Like, isn't that like a blacksmith, you know, takes a boiling hot thing and then puts ice cold water on it and that strengthens it. So why are you allowed to do that part on Shabbos? Or Shim? Shim says if that's not your intention, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So here you're just trying to warm the water. You have no interest in strengthening the urn. Maskel Arbayim, midi mecham shepina mimenu mayim kotani. So I says, wait a minute, doesn't it say an urn which the water was emptied? It sounds like you wanted to fill the vessel up with other warm water. Mecham shepinahu katani. It just says an urn that was removed. I mean, the urn was removed from the fire. Not that water was empty. It doesn't say water was emptied from the urn. It says the urn was removed, which sounds like you took it off of the fire. Urn that was removed from the fire and has hot water in it. It means in such a situation, you shouldn't put in cold water, a small amount that should be warmed up by the hot water. But you can put in a lot of cold water, which will mildly warm them up. Mecham shepinah menu mayim. I mean, it will make everything room temperature. But an urn that didn't have any water in it at all, you can't put anything into it. Because that is indeed the same as a mitzarif, Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Rabbi Shemes Kavanasi, because he holds that if you're to do something unintentional on Shabbos, it is still considered a melacha. Rav Loshana lahaf shir, aval tzareif asur. You only permit to place cold water into an urn, and after it's right to warm mildly, but if you did it to harden the vessel, right, like mitzarif, since asur shmo amar afilu tzareif nami mutar, even if it's done in order to like strengthen the vessel, it's still permitted. Wait a minute, you're allowed to do it. It doesn't mean you can do it like that. The amount that's permitted is the amount that would be enough to warm the water. But the amount that would be needed to heat it up wouldn't be no good. Even that amount would be enough, and you could do that on Shabbos, even though it's not your intention. That's mutter, that would be permitted. Mem beis amud aleph. So, lememra. Do this mean to say the Shmuel Rav Shimon Tzvi'ele? The Shmuel is of the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Hamar Shmuel mechaben gachel shamateches b'shus Rav Mishabes shelo yizoku barabim avolo gachel shel eitz. So Shmuel said you can extinguish a piece of boiling hot metal in a public area on Shabbos that people won't be injured by it, but you cannot extinguish a wood coal because that's da'oraisa. Now, if he would hold like Rav Shimon, then he would say that that you should be allowed to do that on Shabbos, because you don't actually want to, right? But when it comes to Davar Shem Miskaven, he does hold like Rav Shimon. But the Malacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa, Sava Lakir Yehuda, but a Malacha that is not necessary for his own sake, he actually holds that you're not allowed to do like Rav Yehuda. I'm Ravina Hilchach Kotz, Bishas Harab, Malicha Pachas Pachas Mi'ar Bambas. Therefore, if a person has a thorn, which is a rabbin, that could damage other people. So you move it less than 4 amos on Shabbos, bit by bit. But Carmelis, if you do, and a Carmelis, you could carry it even more, because that's only, Carmelis is only prohibited to carry me through a novel. No same. Tanu Rabba writes, we said a person can place water into an urn in order to warm it up. So Tanu Rabbana, the Rabbana said, Nosalam Carmelis Hatzonin. A person can place hot water into cold water. Velo Hatzonin. But not cold water into hot water. That's Reshame. Either way, cold into hot, hot into cold, both of them. That's only true about a cup of mbate, but in a bath, there's a lot of water, then then you can put hot water into the cold, but not cold into the hot. Roshimon ben Menasya, also Roshimon ben Menasya prohibits either way. Hanachan halacha Roshimon ben Menasya, and Hanachan said the halacha is like Roshimon ben Menasya. So Rabbi Yosef said the mimer, seifel harehu kambati. So Yosef wanted to say that a bucket, which is used for washing, like some kind of wash basin, would be like a bathtub. Amalei Abai, Tani Rabbi Chia, seifel enu kambati. He said no. Rabbi Chia said a seifel is not like a bathtub. Ulamai desolik adaita. According to the opinion that a seifel would be like a bathtub, and Rav Nachman would be saying this like Rav Shimon, does that mean that there's no way to wash anything with hot water on Shabbos? Wait a minute. Do you think Rav Shimon Asi was talking for the end of the Mishnah? He was going to the beginning of the Mishnah. Rav Tzillah says you can do it between weather cold into hot, hot into cold. Rav Shimon Asi, it's not until Chamin. Rav Shimon is prohibited cold into hot. Lema, Rav Shimon Ben Asi, Darmer Kebe Shammai. Are we saying that Rav Shimon Asi ruled like Be Shammai? Here's what we say. Because then we should just say that he holds like Be Shammai. So he said, no. Lenach Lebe Shammai, Tzillah B'davaze, he's saying that they didn't even argue about that subject. Amr of Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Chazim. The Rav look up at Amana. Saw that Rava was not strict in the situation of a vessel. He didn't distinguish between cold and hot. So where did that come from? Because Rechia taught the Brisa. A person can put a jug of water into a basin of water. Whether it's cold and hot, hot and cold. Maybe there's a difference because he's not pouring water directly in you. There's a kli holding the water. It actually says he can pour it in. You can pour a ketone into the basin. Whether cold into hot, hot into cold. Says the Mishnah. Ha'ilpas. The ha'kedei reshevir meyadotchin lo yitin l'sochan tavlin. A ilpas is a stew pot, or a pot that were taken off the fire when they're still boiling, even before Shabbos. You cannot place spices into them on Shabbos. So even though there's nothing actually on the fire, because the right when this is a situation, avonosin hu lesoch like a klirishon, right? Avonosin lesoch a ka'aro lesoch hatamchoi, but a person can place spices into a bowl, or a tamchoi is like a some kind of other receptacle, a soup tureen or something. Like a serving pot. You can place spice into anything on Shabbos, except for something that has vinegar or fish brine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, you can put into anything. Is he going on the resha and he's being lenient, or he's going on the end and he's being strict? Let's see. Yehuda said, L'kol il posin hu nosin. He said, into all stewpots, you can put l'chol kaderis roschen who knows it, into all pots, even boiling ones, you can place, except for something that has vinegar or brine. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda is being lenient. So Rabbi Yosef le'mar melech harehu ketavlin. Rabbi Yosef wants to say that salt is like a spice. D'b'chli rishon b'shbashla u'b'chli sheni lo bashla, that will cook in a kli rishon, but it won't cook in a kli sheni. Rabbi Amar Tani Ruchia, melech ain't a ketavlin. Melech is not like spices. Salt is not like spices. D'b'chli sheni nami b'shala. Even the spice will even cook in a kli sheni. And that's a disagreement, because Rabbi Nachman said salt needs cooking just as long as cow meat requires, meaning it really requires luck. It's not easy to cook. Others say Rabbi Yosef wanted to say that salt is like tavlin, that will cook in the first kli, at the right, the one on the fire, but not the second one. And Rabbi said to him, no, salt is not like tavlin, that it doesn't even cook in a kli rishon, because it requires an enormous amount of cooking, and therefore it can even be put directly into a kli rishon. The Mishnah says, you don't put a vessel beneath an oil lamp on Shabbos in order to collect the oil that drips. The imnoslim yo mutter, but if you had one there from before Shabbos, it's prohibitive. Ein ne usin mi menu v'she'ein min hamuchan. But either way, you can't use the oil on Shabbos because it's not from oil prepared from Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, and it was already set aside for the purpose of lighting the lamp. Says the Gemara, Amr of Chizda said, Aval pisha amru einosin kli l'stachas tarnagolas l'kalabetzos. So even though we said that you can't put an egg, a kli underneath a chicken on Shabbos to catch her egg, Aval kofel a kli shelo tishaber. But you can turn an upside down pot or something over it in order that the egg not break. Because he says a chicken is likely to lay an egg in the garbage, but it's not likely to lay an egg on like a surface that's like inclined or deep, right? Like a that where it would roll and break. Therefore, a common case of preservation, so they permitted, but an unusual situation to like catch the egg so that it shouldn't roll away, that they didn't permit. They only permitted a regular thing. So the regular thing is that it does it in a pile of stuff somewhere. Okay, Esa Abaye, Abaye asked the question, Vashola, she'en mitzui loitir, they didn't allow you to save an egg, to save something that's unusual. V'atayin d'ishu l'chavish shal tevel b'rosh gago. Didn't we learn that a person who had a barrel of produce that he didn't yet take off Truma Meiser from, and it broke on his roof? Maybe klimi niach tachtav. He's allowed to bring a vessel and place it beneath the barrel so that all that produce is not loosed. But gulfei chadet d'shrichei d'pachki. So you say, well, no, that's still new barrels, and new barrels gulfei, which is new barrels, commonly break. Esvei nosim klitachas aner l'kabel nitzotzos. We said you're allowed to put a vessel between an oil lamp in order to receive sparks of oil that drip. Sparks of oil are also a common thing. Mem gimel amadalef. Esvei kofin ka'ara al haner shliyachas b'kara. You're allowed to overturn a bowl on the oil lamp so that the flame will not burn the beam. So we say, right? So we say, Bibate gachine deshrich behutleka. Listen, in low ceilinged homes, fires are common. We also learned that if the beam of the roof broke, you support it with a bench and with the lengths of the bed frame. So we say again, this is a case of new beams of a house which commonly break. So these are all things that are common. You're allowed to place a vessel beneath a leak on Shabbos. Yeah, and new houses, they frequently leak. This is the meaning of rechizu. The reason rechizu without covering a hen's egg, right? The rooster, the chicken's egg, but not placing a vessel underneath the chicken when she's giving birth, is because by receiving the egg in the vessel, so you're taking a kli, which was available for other uses, and now it's containing an egg which can't be used or removed, and it's called mevatel kli mehechano. It's basically a similar way of like making the vessel useless, or it's like breaking something. A barrel of tevel that broke on Shabbos, and maybe kli acher uminicha tachter. You're allowed to bring another vessel and place it underneath it. Amalei tevel muchan huetz al Shabbos, she'ino Shim avar v'sikna m'sukan. So he said, well, really, tevel is available for you on Shabbos, and if a person did an aveira and took off truma and mice or whatever on Shabbos, and right, then he would be allowed to eat it. So even though you're not allowed to do that, it wouldn't be us to eat. Rabbi says another question: a person can put a kli under a candle to collect the burning sparks of oil. Sparks really don't have any substance in themselves. They fizzle out and burn, and they don't accumulate. So therefore, the vessel can still be used. Similarly, if a beam broke, so you support it with a bench or the bed. So we're talking about which is a situation where the bench is loosely supporting the beam, and like if you want to, you could still take the bench away, meaning it's not fully supporting it. Therefore, the preparedness of the bench to be used for other things is not undone. A person can place a vessel under a drip on Shabbos. That's because the thing that's dripping can be usable water. You can drink it or something. Also, there's a tosefta, right? There's a brisa that says a person can overturn a basket in front of a baby chicks so that they can climb on and off. Kosovar motor latantalo. Rabbi Yosef holds it's permitted to move that basket on Shabbos. So wait a minute. There's a brace that says explicitly you're not allowed to move, but odin alav, it depends. When you can't move it is when they're still on it. It says explicitly, even if they're not on it, you can't do it. But odin alav kol bein hashmashos. When they're still on it, the whole bein hashmashos. That's when you wouldn't be able to really be discussed the bein hashmashos. Once it was made muksa of bein hashmashos, it was set aside. It wasn't usable during twilight, during bein hashmashos. It's katzah the koliyom. It was set aside for the entire day. Amar Yitzchak. Kishem, she'enosin koli. Tachas tanagoz gabitza. Sakachin kofen ala kli b'shvel shelot t'shaber. He says, actually, same way you can't put a kli underneath a chicken, you also can't cover one over the egg. That shouldn't break. However, ein kli nital el l'davar nital b'shabbos. That you can't carry, you can't move a kli. Can't carry it on Shabbos only for the sake of an object that could be carried on Shabbos, and since this egg is not usable, so you can't move the kli for that purpose. Gemara brings all of these questions, and Vishani, and he answered all of these are talking about situations. But tzarich l'mekomo, you can move it because you require its location. So yeah, once it's permitted, for whatever reason to move it, you can put it where you want. Tashma. Achas beitzah shenol d'b'shabbos. Achas beitzah shenol d'b'yantav. Ein v'tant l'losu l'chasas bo. Esakli v'lusom v'chara mita. Listen. With an egg that was born on Shabbos or an egg that was born on yantav. You cannot move it to cover a vessel nor to support the legs of a bed, but you can cover something over this egg in order that it not break. So hachanami b'tzorich l'mekomo. So also here too, we're talking about a vessel that you want to move because you need its location, and since you're already allowed to move it b'tzorich l'mekomo, you can also now use it to go put it over the egg. Tashma, parson machtzalos al gabe avanin b'shabbos. A person can spread mats on top of stones on Shabbos. So you can move a vessel for the sake of something that can't be moved on Shabbos, right? I mean, so we say no. The avanim mikur zolos. This is a situation of rounded rocks that can be used in the bathroom. They're not jagged, and therefore they can be used. The people, right, could use them; they wouldn't get hurt by them. Therefore, it's permitted to carry them on Shabbos. People use them to wipe themselves. Tashma, person machzalos agabi levinim b'Shabbos. A person can spread mats on top of bricks on Shabbos. Now, bricks have no use on Shabbos. The ishtir mi These are left over from a completed building that they finished building, and they still have these left over. Dechazi on the Mizga Alaihu, and people could lean on them. Therefore, they're like other things. They're not set aside for construction anymore, and there are uses for them. So moving mats, or moving them, or moving mats to protect them is okay. Tashma. Person machtzelz agav kaveres dvorim b'shabbos. A person can spread a mat over a beehive on Shabbos. You want to protect the beehive from the sun. Mipnei hachama, from right? Whether it's hot, they want to protect it from the sun. If it's a rainy season, they want to protect it from the rains. As long as the intention is not to trap the bees in there by covering them. Hachamai skin indik advash. That's what we're talking about, where there's honey in there. And Rav Ukra of Meshon, the Rav Ashi and Rav Ukra of Meshon, said Rav Ashi, Tanach b'Masacham. I understand in the summer, Mem Gimel on the bays, Deik Devash, where there is honey. B'Masacham, Deik Devash, but in the winter when they don't produce honey, Mike, and then what are you covering for? This Chalos and Shtei Chalos. It's applicable to cover for the two honeycombs that remain all the time, so that the bees can feed off of them. The bees can feed off of them, so you don't take those out, and they'll stay the whole winter. V'ha muktos ninhu, but those are muktos because they're only for the bees. T'chashiv alayu. A person thinks about them before Shabbos in his mind, planned that if he wants, he could eat them. Halachashiv alayu mai aser. Would you say if the person didn't think about them before Shabbos, then they would takabi aser? Hi'achi ha'ketani u'bevach l'skaven l'tzur. Then why when it says, but you can't have intention to trap them, it should say something before that. It should say, but this is all only true when the person considered them before Shabbos. But the person didn't think about them before Shabbos aser. Ha'kamash l'afi shechishiv alayu u'bevach l'skaven l'tzur. I mean, it's very clear that that's not a distinction that we were talking about. And even if you didn't think about them before Shabbos, money. So who is this like? Yerush Shimon, let's say Muksa. If it's going to Yerush Shimon, so he doesn't hold that there's an issue of Muksa. Yerush Yehuda, Kilo Miskaven Mayhave. According to Yehuda, and if it's in accordance with Yerush Yehuda, then when he doesn't have thoughts about trapping the bees, what's the difference? So Davar Shem Miskaven also. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. Davar Shem Miskaven is still also. Lo Yerush Yehuda, it's Yerush Yehuda. My Ubilvach Liskaven Lotzud. What does it mean that he shouldn't try to trap them? Meaning, Shalei Seneke Mitsuda. He shouldn't make it an actual trap. That's really what it means. He needs to leave a little space so that the bees aren't getting automatically trapped anymore by the thing he's putting over it than before. He's protecting it, but he's not trapping them in. And therefore, there's enough space that if they need to get out, they can get out. Rashi, Amar, Mikatani, B'Masacham, B'Masacham, what does it say in the summer and the winter? It says in the summer because of the heat, and in the winter because of the rains. We're talking about a situation, it's the days of Nisan and Tishrei, where there's sun and rain, and there's honey in the beehives. So it's only when there would actually have to be honey in the beehives. Amdur Sheshes, Pukav Amr Lo Reyatok. Kvei Tekem Rav Huna Lishmai Tekem Bavol. Go tell, said Rav Sheshes, Rav Yitzchak, that your Rav Huna already explained your halacha in Bavol. The Amr Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said, Osen Mechitza Lemeis Bishvil Chai. You can make a mechitza for a dead person, for the benefit of a living person. But you don't make a partition over the dead person for the purpose of another dead person. What is that? What's going on? So Rishul Bar Yehuda v'chein tana sheila mari. Meis hamot l'mit. If you have a dead person who is laid out b'chama, in the sun. So two people come and sit beside it. Right, we don't want the dead person to start smelling and be like, you know, it's not respectful to be left out in the sun. Cham lahem milmata. If they feel hot from beneath them, then each person brings something that they can sit on because they're uncomfortable. When they get above, so then they bring something like a mat to put over their heads. Then each person picks up the thing that he was sitting on to put underneath the mat. And then the person v'nimseis mechitza asu me'ela. Now you suddenly have a person who has a partition created over the corpse. So he didn't want to just go, right, for the purpose of the dead body, he wouldn't do it, but for the living people who covered themselves up. Now, once they've done that, you can leave the person there. So this is like an indirect way to benefit the dead person, even though it really benefited living people, but it's a trick. Itmar, meisamot b'chama. Okay, we learned. A corpse that was left out in the sun. You can turn the person over from one bed into another bed, one stretcher, I guess, until another stretcher, until he reaches the shade. Reb Chanina bar Shalemya Mishmei Derav or Menicha Olav Kikar Otenok Metalta. You can put a baby or a loaf of bread on, and then you can carry it. Hecha de Ika Kikar Otenok Kuliyam Olav Pligid Shalem. So everyone would agree that you can, if you had a loaf of bread or you had a baby, you can put it on a Kipligid Lesley. We're talking about a situation where we don't have them. Our Summer Tiltu Minatzad Shmei Tiltu. One opinion says an unusual way of carrying is considered carrying. Another one says it is not considered carrying. Lema Ketanai. Let's say this is a machlokas. You're not allowed to take a dead body out if there's a fire on Shabbos. I learned that you can take a corpse out in, or a dead person out to. From a fire. If there's a loaf of bread or a baby to put on top of the dead body, my time with the Tanakama. So what's the reason the Tanakama that says you couldn't? If there's not, my time would have been luckish. Then why would he allow you to carry it? A left tilt minutes something. They're talking about carrying it in an unusual way. They must be disagreeing over whether you can carry things in an unusual way. Lo. No. Everyone would agree that carrying something in usual way is still considered carrying. Why did you allow you to take the dead body out of the home demitoksha adam bohu almeso? Because he says if a person is concerned about his deceased relative and maintaining the dignity, we're worried that if you don't allow him to do that, he's going to extinguish the fire.